Okay, I want to share with you a nekuda that's in Taisus Dibra Maslu Yaus, which has to do with Sukkot, since we're coming close to Shloshim Yaim before Sukkot. That's the nekuda I want to speak about. Let me give the Hagdama of the Machta Ephraim, which is in the sheets that I had here, and then the connection of Taisus. The Machta Ephraim, which I think is well known in yeshiva circles, says that when a person buys Arba Minim, buys Lulav and Esrig, he should make sure to pay for them before Yom Tov. The halacha is that we paskin Rabbi Yechanan, it's Machlokes in the Gemara, but we paskin that Minat Taira metaltalim on Niknim Bekesef. Minat Taira, to get ownership of any item, you pay, and that's the kinyan with which you get it. Midrabanan, Kesef itself is not kaina. You need to do a physical kinyan. Mashicha, Hagbah, you have to physically take possession. That's the kinyan. When you buy an esrig, and you didn't pay for it yet, you buy it on credit, you tell them that I'll pay you later, or you give a head check on it, and you're not paying for it right now. When you take that esrig, midrabanan, you kain it. You're doing Hagbah, you're picking it up. But Minat Torah, it's not a kinyan, because Minat Torah, you have to do a kinyan kesef. You have to be kind with kesef. So the shaila is, do I have to do a kinyan d'oraisa on my lulav and esrig? Is it enough I do a kinyan d'rabbanan? So in Lamdis, there's a back and forth. You can argue, well, Rabbanan said I own it, so I own it, so it's good. Well, you could say, no, I have to own it Minat Torah. I have to own the lulav and esrig Minat Torah. So the Machta Ephraim says, it's Mefurish in Rambam, that you have to own it Minat Torah. Now listen to the case in the Rambam, because it'll be a nafka mina. The Rambam brings the Gemara that you shouldn't give your lulav and esrig to a child on the first day of Yom Tov. The child could be kind it, he can't give it back. Now, midrabanan, an older cotton, so cotton who's 10 years old, who has das, midrabanan, he could be makna. So the Rambam says that if he can be makna midrabanan, it's not good enough. Don't give it to a child, anybody under 13, because minat Torah, he can't give it back to you. Even though midrabanan, he could. So to Machta Ephraim, you see, to own dalad minim, you have to own it minat Torah. Memela, when you go to the Esrug Seicher and you go and you buy Arba Minim, make sure, Zakta Machta Ephraim, you own it Minat Torah, which means you have to give Kesef. That's what it says in the Machta Ephraim. Now, many people pay with checks. A check is not good, probably, for Kinyan Kesef, even if it's not post-dated. Even a currently dated check, a check is not Kesef. And it seems that most of the Olam is not Makbid on this Machna Ephraim, although it's Devarim Shel Tam, he's saying something, you have to own it, you want to be Yaitza Lulav Minat Torah, you have to own it Minat Torah. So, it needs an Hesber, it's rather Negea to a Chosin too, when he has an engagement ring. It'd be the same as what? I mean, it's not adequate for Kinyan Kesef. Yeah, Kinyan Kesef is... a check doesn't work for Kinyan Kesef in Atayr. A check is a promise, is a quote, unfulfilled promise. It's no, it's... if you want, there's an analysis of checks in a very good art scroll book with a green cover. And there's an analysis of the laws regarding checks. It's not for now, but Kesef in America is not a... Checks in America are not Kinyan Kesef. European law is different. There are tshuvas. Israel has European banking laws.
What about credit card?
It's different. Credit card is not Kinyan Kesef.
You don't pay for 30 days.
So, it's not Kinyan Kesef. According to Machta Ephraim, you want to be a Machta Ephraim, you have to pay with money.
So
you want to buy a loan, as you buy with money.
Buy it. They're not giving so much cash.
I mean, when the retailers buy from the wholesalers, they're buying it on credit.
The wholesale is a
good. If the retail is buying from the wholesale on credit, what does it help that I'm buying from the weekend?
They're worse, they can return it. They
Okay. That's a good point. All right, we're coming to answer Mechta Frayim, so it's very good. It's rather annoying when people buy, a wedding band. The same thing, the wedding band has to be yours. You want to be Mekadosh and Isha. So the same thing, L'chayri, you should have to own it. Can you derai? So Mechta Frayim, Grada mentions Kedushin there as well. That you should have to buy the wedding band with kesef. If you're not kaidin with kesef, only with agbah is no good. So this is the Machna Ephraim Sa'ara, which, like I said, in the Bnei Torah had the Yeshivish Svarim, the Makrai Kaidish, and the Har Tzvi, they have this type of kpeidim, Adam Uzmanim, and Bnei Torah try to be makbah. But Lamaisa, the question is what the heter is. So the heter is this taisis. Kachi dakir shal Torah. You have to go to a taisis in Avodah Zarah to see a mefurish heter. Taisis here is going on the Gemara. The Gemara tells us a very nice thing that the Devei Rabbi Yanai wanted to help Aniyim. So Aniyim on Shemitah, plenty of wheat, plenty of produce, plenty of fruit. However, if there is Mambir on Shemitah, they have to put everything back in the field, and they have nothing left after Shemitah. Because once it's Kalah and Asada, you have to put everything back except for two Sudas worth. So the Devei Rav Yanai came out with a great chab. They went to the Aniyim, and they told the Aniyim, lend us Perishvias, and we'll return it to you in the eighth year. Lend it to us, and we'll pay you back in the eighth year. So the problem, chalupe shviyas, if you trade fruit for shviyas, it's aser. So Rabbi Yanai had this chab that no, it's only called trading it if when I give it to you, the thing you're giving me exists. But if you give me peiris and shmita, and I eat it, and next year I give you peiris, that's not chalupe shviyas. It's not called chalupe shviyas, and therefore they were able to help the aniyim. They got fruit from the aniyim now. And they paid them back in the eighth year. That's in the Gemara. So Taisus says, listen to this, on Sukkis of Shemitah, we have a problem in the Gemara. How do you buy an Esrig in Sukkis of Shemitah? So you buy it for Havlah. But Taisus says, the Amarasim don't understand this whole Havlah business. So he says, have an Eitzah. Buy the Esrig from the person on credit. Buy the Esrig on credit and use it. And don't pay him until the Esrig is gone, the Esrig dries up. And then when you pay him, it's not Chalufei Shviyas, you avoid the issue. This is what Taisa says. You follow? Taisa says, buy the Esrig and pay him much later, and it's a way to avoid Chalufei Shviyas. There are problems with Taisa, because Schaira is also bad, and the Stipler has a piece. Schayr is also without Chalifei Shviyas. The problem with the Taisus, with the Rabbi Yanai also, but however you explain Taisus, Taisus says, take it and pay well after Sukkis. But Feirish and Taisus, you don't have to give money for the Yesrig. Taisus is saying for different reasons, but Taisus can take the Yesrig, pay well after Shviyas, and you're off the hook. So Zokt, here in this tshuva from Nosan Gishvetnu, Lairis Nosan, he says, Beferish and Taisus, not like the Machna Ephraim. And in the letter afterwards, they found the Shalom Meshiv, brings a raya from this Taisus as well. So Shalom Al Yisrael, we have a teretz for the Minig Olam, that we have a Makar, Taisus says it's okay. This is what it says here. What I want to add, L'chaira, okay, you have a Taisus. The Machta Ephraim has a Rambam. The Rambam says you have to own it in a Torah. He says you can't give it to a child who can be machne back to you in the Rabbana, and it's not good enough. So it needs some sort of a hesber on the underlying taina. So I have to tell you, I don't know why they don't bring this. There is a Rosh in Kedushin. It should be the most famous Rosh in Kedushin. The Rosh in Kedushin Simen Chaf. The Rosh there, it's just a fascinating rush. You know the style of the rush. It goes on the Gemara. This rush starts, Simchav starts, Al ki ro'isi ba'ashkenaz. The rush writes, I saw in Germany, Sheregilu lekadesh b'tabas she'ula. It seems it happens occasionally that a chassan comes to the chuppah and he forgot the ring or he lost the ring. He doesn't have the wedding band. He's standing under the chuppah and he doesn't have the wedding band. To me, it happened once, not to me personally, but I was Masadr. And the fellow, the chassan is standing there and he's tapping his pockets and he had bought a ring, but they couldn't find the ring. So it's interesting. You would think the Yekis never forget the ring. He says, Re'isi ba'ashkenaz, he saw there such a thing, that they came to the chuppah, they didn't have a ring. So what did they do? What do? They borrowed. So they went, they borrowed a ring from someone in the audience, and he used it to be Mekadosh. So the Rosh says, what's going on here? You can't be Mekadosh, a lady with a borrowed ring. You have to give her the ring for keeps. Kedushin, you have to give her the ring to keep. So what? Give him matana. Matana. So he says, the Rosh says, of course, if you give the ring matana, it's good. But he says, he sees people that are Amaratz, and they don't know. They go over to him, can we use your ring for the Kedushin? He gives the ring. And so bothers the Rosh. What's going on here? They're using someone else's ring. And so the Rosh says, a Chiddush Atzum. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought in Ebenezer and Simchav Ches and the Chayshim Mishpat as well. The Rosh says a Chiddush, that if someone says to you, lend me a ring for Kedushin, and you're the person Amoritz, he doesn't know what it takes. The person giving the ring means, whatever is necessary, al pidin, I'm doing. Even though the person doesn't know, I have to give it for keeps. But since you said, give it to me for Kedushin, there's an umdina that the makta wants to do it, whatever is needed, that it should be chala kinyan. Whatever it is. If it's a matana, it's a matana. If it's not a matana, it's no good, then let it be a matana. Even though he doesn't know. He has no idea. This is brought, the Magen Avraham brings in Arachayim, regarding a talis. You borrow someone's talis. Talis? So that's even if you don't borrow. That's even if he doesn't know. But you take someone's talis, and somehow everyone knows Arba Minim have to be yours, Lachem. But not so many people know that a talis, a tasa lecha, that has to be yours also. And a talis also has to be Lachem. So he says, the Magen Avraham says the same thing. If you borrow a talis, the guy's an Amoritz, he doesn't know he has to be makna to you. It's fine, you can make a bracha on it. Why? Because he's giving it to you, whatever it takes, that you should be yaitza tzitzis, I want it to be with that. Even though he has no idea, he doesn't know. It's brought in Arachayim by tzitzis, it's brought in Ebenezer by the ring, it's brought in Chashemishpat by Kinyan Sudr. See, if he has someone for a handkerchief to Kinyan Sudr, he doesn't know you have to be maknit, it's automatic. And it's the Chiddush Gadol of the Rosh, that if the person's giving it, because of Miyus of Kedushin, he means it the right way. Now, to me, it's a Chiddush because a lot of ladies in the audience are happy to lend you the ring, but it's their wedding band. You know, some people are attached to it. It's a Chiddush to say that they're really happy to give it away, just that this other people should get married. But as I state in the Rosh, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Huh? You see that? See, it's even less than Devarim Shebelev. It's Devarim that would be belayed if he knew to have it belayed. Based on this Rosh, it could be the same thing when you buy a lulav. When you buy a lulav, the person will make you a lulav. Why are you buying a lulav or an esrig? You're not buying it to eat it. You're buying it for the mitzvah. Now, it's taka true minatayra nikinyan kasef, but not for a matana. Minatayra, even though a kinyan of mechira needs kinyan kasef, matana obviously doesn't need kinyan kasef. So just like by the ring, the person thinks she's lending you the ring, and we say it's automatically a matana because halacha requires a matana. So that could be the teretz to explain taisis. Why does it work? It works because I need kinyan kasef min atayra. How does it work by the lulav? Teretz is when he's giving you the lulav and esrig, he's giving it to you whatever it takes. You should be yaitzer the mitzvah. The wholesaler, to the retailer, to the customer, whatever it takes. If it takes matana, let it be a matana. So it's a matana. You'll pay me, I want you to pay me, but whatever it takes to do the kinyan should be chal. Oh, so the cotton's very geschmack. And the answer is derived from the Rambam. Because this is good by a gadol. By a gadol, you say, he's giving it, doing the kinyan, whatever it takes. The cotton, even if he's smart enough to say whatever it takes, but he can't do a kinyan min haTorah. He can't be makdeh. Even if he wants to, he can't be makdeh. Min haTorah is not shayach. So the Machna Frayah's raya from the Rambam is not machras against the cheshbon of the Rosh. So it's yitachin that that's our that's this idea. The idea of the Rosh to explain Taisus is not a theory to the Rambam. Because Taisus says it works, he doesn't say why it works. This Rosh would seem to be a geshmak explanation of why it works. It's a Rosh Siman Chaf. Like I said, it should be a yosidistic Rosh. The one time I was a Masader and the person lost the ring was the week after I gave a shir on this Rosh. That's when it happened. So I have a Siddur Kedusha next week. We'll see. I'll keep you posted if it happens again. Okay.